Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week and praying about the new birth that we have in Christ, and today we're going to talk and pray specifically about being born to love. Looking at a variety of texts this week out of John's epistles, 1 John specifically. 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." When we consider what it looks like to be born of God, to be born into a family that is a loving family, I think we have to look at what it is we know. We consider the world that we live in. And because we live in this world that has been corrupted by sin, I don't believe you'll ever find a perfect family. A family that loves perfectly. But you can find some pretty good examples. And you can see the difference. There have been study after study done educationally in children on the difference a loving family makes compared to one that doesn't seem to care, or doesn't know how to care, is lacking the ability to provide and express that love like they might want to. And when we look at our own life, I look at my family and the loving family that I grew up in. And there's so much about the way that we treat others that is a result of the family that we were born into. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not so good. But when we consider what it means to be born into God's family, then we ought to learn to love the way that we have been loved. And that's a love that God Himself has shown us. That's our heritage. That's our family background when we're in Christ. When I think about being born to love, I think about one of the famous quotes, or more well known at least, from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who says that he has decided or chosen to love, that hate is too heavy of a burden to carry, or too great of a burden, I believe was the actual quote. But he had realized, and I think in a big way because of the family that he was a part of physically, and also the family that he was born to was belonging to God. It's something that God would want us to not only know, but to put into practice. To realize the power of loving when the world would tend to say, you don't have to. And they might even tend to say, you shouldn't. But God says, you have experienced that love when you didn't deserve it. Now you need to show that birthright, that heritage, that family background when you love others, whether they deserve it in your mind or not. And when we recognize this new birth that we've experienced in Christ, it transforms who we are. It ought to transform how we treat others. We ought to carry that mantle of love and cover the people around us with it. We respond to indifference with love. We respond to gratitude with love. We respond to hate with love. And you might say, well, that's difficult. That's impossible. I can't do that. And my answer would be, you're right. That's only something God can do. And when God's Spirit dwells within us, He empowers us to do the impossible. It's why historical figures like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so many others, I believe yesterday or sometime here is the anniversary of Jim Elliot and his companions being murdered as they tried to take the gospel of Jesus to an unreached culture. A culture which eventually accepted the message of those that followed. But there was that decision to love no matter what. And there was that decision that often gets overlooked by those that followed to love even those that had severely mistreated those that went before them. Today, as you consider what your life looks like, I'm guessing you'll encounter, and prayerfully and hopefully you'll encounter people that express love to you, that treat you in a way that makes loving them easy. I also imagine if you're out very much at all, you'll encounter people that are difficult to love. You may even encounter them without going anywhere if you spend much time on social media. But the question isn't whether it's easy or whether it's difficult. It's whether it's your heritage, whether it's who you are, whether it's part of your family. As God's child, as one that's been born again, that has received that new birth in Christ, you have been born to love. Because you've been born to represent Jesus. And to represent the love of God expressed to us through Jesus. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been shown to us in so many ways throughout our life, and none more spectacular and meaningful than that of Jesus coming to pay the penalty for our sin. To teach and to admonish and to correct and to comfort all who would come to Him. Fathers, we consider the heritage that we live in. It's easy to look around us and think that hate is an overwhelming practice. And it's easy to get caught up in that. And whether we get caught up fully in an expression of hatred, or we just get dragged down by the hatred of this world into an attitude of indifference. Either way, we lose because we're not loving like we were born to love. And so, Father, help us to overcome that, not by our own might or power, but by the power of your Spirit that lives within us. Especially when those times and those circumstances, those individuals that are difficult. And even when those times and circumstances and individuals which are difficult are us, May we choose to live out the heritage that we've been born into, to represent the family that we belong to. May we live like children of yours, that the love that we've experienced, the love that we know from you, would be the love that we share with others. As we consider the great heritage of individuals historically that we know of, that are just the tip of the iceberg of people that have acted just like them. The Martin Luther King Jr.'s, the Jim Elliot's, the missionaries, the preachers, the teachers, the servants, the janitors, the workers that have loved sacrificially. Many with no recognition at all, that have done that simply because they were born to love, because they were born into your family. Father, help us to be those historical figures in the lives of generations to come. May the way that we love show our children and our grandchildren and all who would follow that we agree that hate is too great a burden to bear, that we choose to love because we've been born in Christ. And we've been born to love. Father, today, as we live that life, as we encounter situations that challenge our faith and challenge our love, may we dig deep. And may we be reminded of who we belong to and whose family we are. And today, as we love like we've been born to love, may we represent Jesus well, that we would lift Him up at every opportunity possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.